This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation
of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bone for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Dr. Dwayne Sands. Re-elect Dr. Dwayne Sands for Chairman for the Free National Movement. Elsworth Johnson. Elect Elsworth Johnson for Chairman of the Free National Movement. Grand Bahama News. Dr. Hubert Minnis. Elect Dr. Hubert Minnis as Leader for the Free National Movement. Popeyes and Printmasters.
Foundation. Gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. It is caliente, plenty caliente. It is hot in here, ladies and gentlemen, as this race continues to be able to heat up as we move towards June 1st. A lot of persons are out there really being able to concern themselves. We're trying to find out who they're going to support if they haven't made a decision. All the delegates out there, the majority of this our shows for the next few days are dedicated towards these delegates. We're grateful to the camp of Dwayne Sands, Dr. Dwayne Sands, re-elect Dwayne Sands for Chairman of the Free National Movement. We are grateful to the camp of Elsworth Johnson, elect Elsworth Johnson as Chairman of the Free National Movement. We are grateful to the camp of Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis, elect Dr. Minnis as Leader of the Free National Movement. And we're also grateful to the camp of Michael Pintard, re-elect Michael Pintard as the Leader of the Free National Movement. So all those persons, we're truly grateful to you for being able to reach out to us and talk to us about being able to do some advertisements for you guys. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Go check out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you pick up your book for Dr. E. She had a book signing on Saturday gone if you didn't have an opportunity to be there. Make sure you go down there. They are located on Village Road, Bennett Road, Wolf Road, right? It is intersection right there. In the Village Road Shopping Plaza, they got everything available for you. Just go down there and check them out, and they'll be more than happy to assist you. They got everything, man. If you got these sort of an idea that you want to kind of, you know, you've been scribbling for a long time, and you're ready to put this thing on paper, go down there and check out Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They could be able to do tidy envelopes, your projects, concepts and ideas, graphics, anything that you need. DaVinciPrinting242.com, DaVinciPrinting242.com. They can be able to assist you in those areas. Guys, it's a Tuesday. We're here live in full effect at 1 p.m. I'm going to be joined by none other than Ellsworth Johnson, who's vying for the position of chairman of the Free National Movement. We're going to have a good conversation with him at 1 o'clock, right? So after the news break, he should be here with us, being able to dive into those things. I'm grateful that he's here. I'm grateful that he gave us the opportunity to be able to kind of dive into that. We're also, by tomorrow morning, I did two interviews. By tomorrow morning, you're going to be able to see that. The Foundation242.com, the Foundation242 on Facebook. You'll be able to see those interviews. Very, very intimate interviews that it was only, you know, the candidates and myself. I did one with Dr. Dwayne Sands. I did one with Ellsworth Johnson. And we really got to the crux of the matter, right? We were just talking. Antoine says, Howard, would you look like you're staring off in space? That is, you see that whilst we're here, but as you're speaking, I travel back in my mind, man, like a little Marty, right, in my mind, right? So, you know, this is me going back in my mind, trying to be able to ensure that this conversation is relevant and is potent, and we can be able to have a real conversation. So you can be able to see those things. Guys, check out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you as it relates to insurance for your SDs, your taxis, your liveries, all your trucks, your jet skis, whatever you got. If you got it in bulk and you want to be able to take care of that thing, go down there to my good friends over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Ask for Ethric. Oh, he'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas to get you straight. They do in-house financing. In-house financing. Let's talk about those things. We're going to be able to do that, man. Check them out. 3411AFS, 3411AFS, and they're open on Saturdays until 2, all right? Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. We can start this thing now. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the Guardian newspaper. You can see exactly what the Bahamas is burning. Premium tells the international gathering, bushfires threaten way of life and country. Okay, I see what he's saying, right? But is it anything in comparison to what we see coming out of California? Is it anything in comparison to what we see in these particular spaces? I don't know whether or not, you know, we're kind of embellishing. Is it? I mean, come on. We are in a dry season, right? Let's talk. We're in a dry season. When we sit into these international spaces, I know that we want to be able to kind of tug on the heartstrings of what we can do. Oh, what can we do to help, you know, the poor people? What can we do to help those particular persons? Maybe it's a little bit embarrassing. I'm not going to fight you. We know that a tremendous has happened down in Coral Harbor. We know that a tremendous has happened in those particular areas, and we continue to be able to talk about that and have these kind of conversations. But the fact of the matter is we started to have this talk, right? And producer, I can need you to come check my telephone before these people come kill me. Yeah, I want you to come check the telephone. Okay, no, it's good. Okay, good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the telephone lines are wide open if you want to be able to do that. I see what happened as it relates to bushfires in Grand Bahama. What happened? Was it in Andres? I think we lost a few homes. And we continue to be able to pray for those particular persons and all those persons. But we're in a dry season. It hadn't rained for a very long time. We were grateful for the rain. It came down, one of the guests said, it came down right when Dr. Minnis came. Right. So the rain came down right when Dr. Minnis stepped foot on Arundhati Park. The rain came down. I got a text yesterday. Didn't have a chance to be able to read all the texts, but I got a text yesterday. I read the text and I reply to you if I didn't have a chance to read the text. I do that, right? So, you know, before I leave, I read the text and I reply to everyone who I possibly can. And one of the persons said, well, in some cultures and folklore and concepts, there is always rain when there is a blessing. So Dr. Minnis can be a blessing to the Free National Movement if it started to rain
relentlessly when he showed up. My God, some people would text and say, this could be the washing away. And see, you always do too much. I mean, all of us are superstitious in a way, right? That's how we grow up. But I'm not going to fight you. We talking about these things, guys. Dr. Sanz is in the paper again. Dr. Sanz says that Minutes want to burn down the Free National Movement. Free National Movement Chairman Dr. Devane Sanz said yesterday that former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minutes seems intent on destroying the party if he cannot regain leadership. The comments were in response to the accusation that Minutes and the party's current leadership is engaging in unfair, biased, unacceptable, and unconstitutional practices ahead of the upcoming FNM convention. The challenge is, as you watch these efforts, which can only be considered efforts intended to bring odium, embarrassment, to bring the organization or the leadership of the organization to disrepute. You wonder, how does someone simultaneously claim to want to be a part of an organization and lead that organization, but wants to burn it down in the process, right? It sounds like Donald Trump to me. If I don't win the nomination, if I don't win the general election, I'm going to burn everything down. That's what it sounds like. A lot of persons would have actually taken on this kind of a course. But, you know, from Dr. Sanz being able to say this, the one thing that continues to be able to reverberate into the minds and even into the subconscious and tiptoes into the conscious seems to be settling in this space now is the fact that he's charged the atmosphere that with politics is a blood sport. Politics is a blood sport. This is Dr. Devane Sanz's words. Politics is a blood sport. And internal politics, what I come to find, is some of the bloodiest. I just want to be able to, because you know exactly where the weaknesses exist. You know where you could be able to hurt someone the most. And I was happy, can I say this? I was happy to see that both the Minutes campaign and the Pintard campaign kept everything professional and above board. Every pronouncement that we've seen Pintard take in his particular capacity as leader is always to genuflect and identify former leadership that was in this particular stead, but always being able to be steadfast. This sort of an idea that says, hey, listen, he was already in this position. He was already in this space. Let's let it go. And we hear him say that. He was already in this position, you're already in this space. We continue to identify you as a statesman. We're going to always lean on you for advice, but we ask you to be able to stay in this position and allow someone else to be able to creep up and to move up another notch. We've heard him say that. And so I was always happy at the onset to be able to identify the fact that both campaigns have kept it clean for so very long. Until this morning, can I say that? Oh my God. I looked at some of the bloggers, right, like Bahamas Press and these other stuff this morning, and it seems like it's getting nasty. I did not expect this to come up. I did not. Okay, so we're not going to play naive, like some of these allegations and speculations don't exist. We're not going to play naive, like we're stupid and we don't know. I didn't expect it to come out in an internal battle. I didn't. Not after you've allowed Michael Pintard to move to a position of leadership in the organization. Not after you've allowed Michael Pintard to become a minister in the former cabinet of the Bahamas under the rulership and the leadership of former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minutes. I did not expect this to pour out and come to the forefront in this dispensation of internal party politics leading towards a convention. I didn't. It is poor, ladies and gentlemen. Howard, what is it? You go look for it for yourself. Don't, and I'm not inviting you to this sort of charade. I'm not inviting you to the carnival, right? This is not a circus that I'm inviting you to. I'm simply saying to you here in this posture and position, for those persons who, one, write those articles, two, you know, conjure up the ideas to write those, whoever do those particular things, this is for you. That's unnecessary. Michael Pintard has made significant steps and strides within the organization already. He's solidified himself. He's identified himself. He's come clean in terms of being able to be transparent. We've already nailed him to the cross 16 times, and then he was in the cabinet of the Bahamas. It is absolutely unnecessary. Absolutely unnecessary. This is expected leading up to the general election. I expect this. I expect this. I expect those that oppose, from a political standpoint, from the PLP more specifically, to be able to go within the traditional bag and sack of how they deal with campaigning. I expect that. I do not expect that from the Free National Movement. I do not. I do not. It is nasty and unnecessary. Can I say this to you? Keep it above board and keep it a buck. Let's be decent with this man. This is only internal party politics. You only got 4 more days to deal with. I call Pintard. I said, Pintard, you're going to come on? He says, Howard, no, we're going to send some commercials. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I don't think I'm going to come on. I'm out here making my telephone calls. I'm making the last minute telephone calls and doing everything that I have to do. Okay. I accept that. Dr. Minnis will be on Monday. I mean, sorry, on Dr. Minnis will be on Friday at 1 p.m. He's booked with me for Friday at 1 p.m. Dr. Minnis will be here. Okay, so we're booked up today, Ellsworth Johnson, tomorrow, Dwayne Sands. Thursday, we're going to be able to do our best to dive into Small Business Thursday. So we have a slate laid out for that. But, you know, things can change as it relates to what's happening, depending on what you want to do. Guys, I'm still available for you for Small Business Thursday, 827-0111. I got one slot available, 827-0111, if you want to be able to do that. And on Friday at 1 p.m., we should be able to hear from Dr. Minnis in preparation for what they're going to be doing on June 1st. It's a good conversation, man. I want you guys to be able to participate in it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of Ireland, 242-300-5720, hit me up, 422-4796. Gibson's cousin grilled on monetary gifts. Chamber chairman wants no new taxes in upcoming budget. I think a lot of us want a lot of things. But I'm sure that this PLP government, based upon what we're seeing, is going to be able to have to incorporate something under the guise of it to ensure they can be able to deal with some stuff. Guys, I want you to be able to participate in the call. What is the call-in number? The call-in number is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up, 422-4796. I got to take this commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We got a ton of commercials. Let me take this commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Honey barbecue, sweet and spicy or new.
Signature hot wings.
What's your favorite thing?
Roasted garlic parmesan, tastes so good, chicken. You know.
Those pepper
wings.
Popeyes.
Now available at Popeyes in Nassau.
Popeyes.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Hope for dreams and happiness. Woo! We won't get them FNM, say get them signs. You just gotta love the way he take a stand. This is serious business with big demands. Moving forward stronger, yeah, he's the man. He is Mr. Chair, nobody can compare. So sit small, tell your name called, does he belong right there?
My name is Dwayne Sands. I'm vying for the chairmanship of the Free National Movement. So to all the delegates, vote for me on June 1st. I'm applying for an extension of my contract.
Mm.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Grateful to be in your company, ladies and gentlemen. Please dial in, participate in the conversation today. We're going to be able to have, you can't call me now. You can't call me now. I'm in the studio, right? I think there's somebody downstairs calling me. Right? Please, ladies and gentlemen, give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. All of my telephones are going wild right now. All my cousins... Lincoln Deal for National Vice Chairman just text me some information. Also, Travis Robinson. Guys, please give me a call, 827-0111. I could be able to take good care of you. You got a couple more days to go. We had a good conversation with Lincoln Deal. Listen, man, this thing's going to be hot this weekend. I know that you have had your fill of political conversation, especially if, how it's one-sided. A lot of persons from the opposing position, from the Free National, from the Progressive Liberal Party, has called me. Very exuberant and excited, right? Howard, what's going on over there, man? What's going on? Howard, what's going on? What's going on over there, right? So we're talking like this, guys. I want you to be able to participate in these particular things and make sure you do that. We're live. We're live right now. Please give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316. I will definitely give you a call back right after this. We're going to be able to do those things. Let me get a call. A call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hello?
Are we talking about this?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, Howard?
Yeah, that's me.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Howard. Go ahead.
I'm trying to get something sorted out. How you doing, Howard?
I'm good, man. What's up, Anton?
Get them stand, show them how we just do it.
it's catchy. You like that? You like that? Go ahead. Let me.
This is Twin Sun. Howard.
Yes, Anton. Go ahead, Anton. Talk to me.
How you doing, Howard? How
I'm
you doing?
Good. I'm good, Anton. I'm right here.
Good. Boy, like you, Howard. You get everybody coming to. To the foundation.
Well, it only could be for you.
Everybody is drinking
gotta shut
from
you up.
The well. Everyone is drinking from the political well of the foundation.
I appreciate that.
You get Pintard, you get Sands, you get Minutes, and you get Elspoint.
Yeah, man. And I get more because I get texts coming through right now. If this is a precedent with being set, tell the PLP how to do it. They need to know when it's time.
Never been better.
They need to know how it's done.
So, you know what? That's a good thing, Howard. And as a matter of fact, it's a very strong representation of democracy.
Yeah.
And popularity and the constructive outreach of the foundation within the community of the Bahamas and the wider world on the Guardians platform.
I appreciate
and
you, man.
So I say kudos to you.
Thank you, man.
And kudos to the Guardian family.
Thank you.
Because
come out on, come out on Saturday. Come out on, come out on Saturday to the FNM convention.
Howard!
Why are you
doing?
Why are you villainous laugh? Why are you laughing like a villain? Come on, come on.
What you trying to do to me?
Come on. Hey, tell the PLP you're coming with Howard. We ain't representing nobody. We can talk on the camera. Come on with me. Come on.
Look, yeah, Howard, I can tell you a lie, right? I can tell you a little secret.
You won't go.
Hey, that's between me and you. Not the nation. That's one between me and you.
Okay,
right? Under normal circumstances, Howard, from a professional perspective, strictly, I would engage. Absolutely. But as you very well know, we are in the political twilight of the peak and the edge of a national general election. And so Howard, boy, I don't know if I can fulfill that order. Let me pray on it, Howard.
I'll be there with all my cameras. And
I only ask, Howard, frankly speaking, I act according to how God leads me. I'm not perfect, but I act according to what God puts in my heart and how he leads me. And if God leads me in enough time to give you notice, then I would certainly get
Anton, back to you. Anton, I have a lounge right there in the Bahama setup.
Listen, look here.
I have a whole lounge. I don't play no games.
Can you hear me, Howard?
I got all my cameras. Everything will be out there. We got at least six microphones. Everybody can talk.
I will say something. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Boy, look here. You saw like a snake oil salesman.
Come out. Put on your blockers. Put on your darkers. They can't see you. Put on your big shades. And keep it.
Look here. No. Look here, Owen. Let me make my point before you tell me. I gotta go.
Go ahead, Anton. Hurry up.
Because you know, just out of line, like the light up when I call it, especially after I hang up. And so, boy, Howard, honest to God, right? Hold on, before I even say that, let me just say this quickly, Howard. You know, you sounded like the devil tempting Jesus.
But you can turn the rock in the brand. Throw yourself down, the PLP can get you.
Look here, Howard, I thought I was in the Twilight Zone, and, you know, this is something that This goes back to a conversation that me and you had, and also that me, you, and in essence, C. Allen had, and directly with you and C. Allen had, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a part of all those conversations regarding both leaders being former leader of the FNM and current leader of the FNM, former leader, menace, and current leader. And remind me to tell you a joke as the last point before I hang up. Please, Howard, this is a good joke. Just remind me to say to you. And so, Howard, you know, I thought I was in the twilight when I saw something flash across my phone saying that the menace camp or menace. I know the menace camp or menace.
I know you see that.
Right?
I see this morning too.
To reveal. I was like, what the devil is going on inside the FNM?
That's what I saw this morning. I thought it was nasty.
What the devil is going on?
No, I thought it was
FNM?
Nasty.
Look,
FNMs don't run that page.
The FNM, I mean, to me, as an observer, as a political, as a student of politics, Howard, I think the FNM is garnering a lot of traction, a lot of positive energy, a lot of reigniting of positive flow and charge that has been absent.
You sound like you're ready to walk the floor.
Not that. And Howard, when I say what I just said, I didn't say that to say that Pintad hasn't been out there fighting, because he's been out there fighting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I observe his fight myself, mm-hmm. and I commend him for it. However, the reality, Howard, the level of charge and electricity being generated in the FNM right now is at an all-time high over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a positive thing that bodes well for the FNM, but it also bodes well for opposition politics and politics in general and governance in the country, because a lot could be done with that energy if it is garnered properly and if it is directed properly and maturely. And so it would be a really sad time as a political observer in the country to see that come to naught, because inward political fighting at a dark, deep, nasty level which would take away from all that has been built up over the last 3 weeks or so. In particular, Daffodil has been bred a new level of life, Howard, and it's a good thing. And I believe that that should be protected at all costs, and nothing should be done to derail or to damage that.
I think,
right?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, if anyone who has any desire to be able to see the Free National Movement stand strong, as a strong opposition to what we know is inevitable, in terms of a campaign that's going to be very strong coming out of the PLP camp come the next general election.
Absolutely.
It's going to be an extreme. I always say, I don't ever pull back from this. The PLP campaign is always the hardest, right?
Absolutely.
The PLP campaign is always the hardest. You just lose some time, but nonetheless, the campaign is undeniable.
Yes, that's reality of politics. Now, with some battles you win, some battles you lose, right? And so, to my mind, Howard, if the FNM doesn't hold on to this electricity that it has generated right now, and it'll be to their demise going into a national general election. And personally, Howard, I love competition. I love to see the electricity between both powers in the country, political powers in the country, and I want to see a healthy competitive fight. I don't want to see the PLP fighting against a severely weakened FNM or an FNM standing on three or four legs or two or four legs. And so you all do what you all got to do in the FNM to, you know, some of the nonsense down and keep it at a high level, man, you know?
You're talking to the delegates?
I talking to the leaders, okay. And I talking to those in particular.
Because I thought you meant
me. Leaders, Howard, because Howard, me and you have this conversation. We have many conversations offline, but I just like to highlight one in 10 seconds. I saw where one of the FNM spokesmen was promoting a negative tone, completely contrary to what the leader, the official opposition leader and leader of the FNM was promoting. And I thought that was a very sad position and very inexperienced position for such a spokesman to be taken. And I also saw where Pintard later that evening at his, what did he call it? What was his launch call again, Howard?
Oh, Unstoppable Together?
No. That was pretty much the underlining of this thing. But what was the theme? It was
Endorsement Night.
Support of Pintard. Pardon me?
Endorsement Night.
Right. At his endorsement launch, he spoke to it, and I was hoping that those who support him underneath him, who are undergirding him, would get his message and follow through, because he's on to something with that level of messaging. And so I say it to the leaders, but more so importantly, to those who support either leader of the Free National Movement to fall in line with what your leaders are seeking to do, fall in line with doing things the right way, because in this dispensation of politics, whoever is going to rise to the top in this country isn't going to be one or a group who is seen as conducting themselves in full skullduggery. The BMN people are leaning towards accountability, transparency, openness in government, and you're going to have to match your integrity and your character to those things you want to rise.
Anton, when you're preaching, when you're preaching, sometimes the Holy Spirit is allowing you to drop things that convicts your spirit, and you should fall in line also. I say that to say, This pronouncement that you make ain't only for the FNM, that for the PLP also.
I agree.
If we as a nation, we are looking for integrity, we're looking for character, we're looking for vision, we're looking for a new direction, a new day, if I may, pun intended, we're looking for a new day. And the last dispensation said to this particular juncture, we haven't seen that new day. We're looking for integrity to be able to
re-emerge. Yeah, I agree with that, Howard.
It got to reemerge in politics.
I agree with that. And on that note, Howard, before I say my last point, on that note, let me just add to what you have said. Everything that I've said regarding the FNM certainly applies to the PLP, Howard.
Absolutely.
And I believe that's why God has had me to take the middle road for the most part, thus far.
Roads in the PLP camp. You need to stop. Go ahead. I'm not going
to
fight you.
To highlight some of the things that we need to refocus on in order to get things right before we go on the campaign trail, because as we have both been highlighting the FNM's record, and in particular the leadership who's seeking to rise to leadership again, or the leader who's seeking to be reelected, that time will certainly come for the PLP. And all we will have to campaign on is our record. Our record is what the people will either support us on or take us to the political graveyard on.
Absolutely.
And so it is incumbent upon us as the leaders of government in this country at this time to ensure that we shape our record properly. And so, Howard, I'll end with this note. Remember I said I wanted to end with a joke. Now, on June 1st, Howard, you are either going to support Michael Minnis or Hubert Pinchas.
Bye, Anton. See you later, my brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live in full effect being able to talk about these things. Let me take one more telephone call and go to a break. I tell you, I got too much breaks. I mean, too much commercials. Telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead. Next call. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Howard. How are you?
Hey, what's happening? All is well?
I'm great. This is Natasha Davo from Freeport.
Tasha!
Hi, darling.
I suppose I can see you on Saturday.
You will see me on Saturday.
I haven't seen you in a long time. Condolences, because you and I haven't spoken for a very long time.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
What's happening?
Now, Howard, I called in particular because I know you know me.
Yes, I know you.
You know that I stand for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
I've always done so. And for 20 years of being an officer in the Free National Movement, I prided myself on what the foundation of our party stood for, which Kendall Isaacs and Successful Wallace Whitfield founded.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there today, sir. And for me to call out what is going on, it has to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I do not agree with how the party is going into this convention,
mm-hmm.
the way the skullduggery is being conducted.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not right. I'll give you an example of something, sir. We have a party honor that is called ACM. The ACM is an advisory council member. Those persons who are ACMs advise the leader, have mm-hmm. always advised the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have some persons that may have had other positions that had ACM. And they voted, but they did not vote because they were ACMs. They voted in the positions that they had before or otherwise. All of a sudden now in this convention, ACMs can vote. It is in the constitution of the Free National Movement, ACMs cannot vote. But I called someone on behalf of one of the candidates who is running. The person told me that they didn't even know they were an ACM. They were never told. They asked me, what is an ACM? Then all of a sudden, they're financial and they can vote on Saturday. Isn't that funny?
And Tasha, this is heavy what you're saying to me, Tasha. You're saying to me, first and foremost, they didn't know what an ACM was.
I called you because I know that you know me. I know that you know I would not lie. You know that I have taken my oath of office for 20 consecutive years very seriously. I've always done so. And I feel that if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. It happens to all of us. But do it fairly. You have one association in Nassau where the chairman submits the delegate list. The list was submitted, but they accepted the secretary's list.
Not the chairman's list?
No, not the chairman's list. The secretary's list.
Natasha, I've been hearing these kind of conversations. Please text me at 827-0111. Let me get more information. Because I got to put this before Dr. Dwayne Sands when he comes and sit with us tomorrow. I got to put this before Ellsworth Johnson in terms of his concept and idea for it. And we got to be able to know these particular things. I've heard what you're saying. But I didn't know that first and foremost, persons didn't know that they were ACMs. Next thing they know that they are eligible to vote and they're financial.
how it could be a surprise. You're supposed to know your financial because you pay. So you're saying to me, somebody else pay.
Exactly.
Tasha, you're doing a lot. Text me, please. I can give you a call right after when I take the commercial break. All right?
Love you much.
Okay, bye-bye. Tasha, good to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9, a quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. Calling all F&Ms. This coming Saturday, June 1st, 2024, all roads lead to the Bahama Convention Center, where we are asking for your vote to elect the most honorable Dr. Human Menace as the next leader of the Free National Movement. Vote for Dr. Menace, the only candidate who can truly unify the party. A steady leader, a strong leader, a servant leader, a unified leader. The man who led us to the most historic victory in Bahamian history. He did it before, and he can do it again. Vote for the most honorable Dr. Hubert A. Minnis as the next leader of the Free National Movement. Come on, F&Ms, let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Rebuild the party. Bigger and better than ever. Let's do it again. Oh, oh, let's do it again. Be good with Minnis. Be good with Minnis.
What can make you happy and angry at the same time? The Angry Whopper and new Angry Chicken Sandwich at Burger King Nassau. It's time to get angry and take on the flavor sensation of BK's signature flame-grilled beef, spicy jalapenos, bacon, classic onion rings, cheese, fresh veggies, and all the fixings you love. Or try the new Angry Chicken with the same delicious spicy ingredients on a crispy chicken breast patty. Take your taste buds to the next level with the Angry Whopper and Angry Chicken today, only at Burger King Nassau.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Fellow F&Ms, this is Ellsworth Johnson. Right now, our party stands at a critical crossroads. It's time to revisit our roots as an organization and continue to follow the path of accountability, political integrity, conviction, and courage. We must reject the skewed narratives about our future told by outsiders. As your chairman, I will ensure that our choices reflect the true spirit of the F&M, bold, principled, and forward-looking. Together, we'll strengthen our party and prepare to lead the Bahamas with the governance it rightly deserves. Stand with me. Vote Ellsworth Johnson on June 1st as we reignite the fires of the freedom fighters and governments in the sunshine. I thank you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Last few minutes before we get out of here, just to be able to get to news at 1 o'clock. Let me take this telephone call. Call on the line with us live. You got 2 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, Howard, this is Seattle Johnson. Let me just say something, right? You know when you have to depend on an online magazine that's a sworn enemy of the truth and a sworn enemy of the F&M. Now, you have to question when the former prime minister had something to say concerning the delegates 3 days before it even became a subject matter in the letter from him, it appeared on that news media. And then this coming here, the question is, the honorable doctor should refute what is said on that news media. And if he don't, you have to just wonder, is it coincidental that that particular media, a sworn enemy, who was sworn to destruction of F&M, continues to support
that particular person? I can see the light strokes that you're making on the canvas and the picture that you see.
No light strokes. It's straight out. Everybody knows what DP is.
With progressive word is a light stroke to create a picture.
No, what is good for BP and the PLP is bad for the F&M. Listen to me. I've never seen an F&M candidate for any position have such widespread support in the Progressive Liberal Party, the opposition to that particular person. You choose the weakest link, And that's the only thing it could be, that could amount to. And that's what FNM have to be concerned about.
Well, thank you, C. Allen. I know you can call it back on the second hour to be able to do those things. And we're going to be able to see. Well, we're going to do our best to have a great conversation with Ellsworth Johnson. Guys, the lines will be open. I want you to participate. We can be able to do those things. And I just got information that this information that we're seeing that came across from one of the news outlets is fake news. Fake news. News. And you know, this is the Minutes Camp being able to refute this emphatically, to be able to talk about it. It says, NASA Bahamas, in an explosive development within the Free National Movement, former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis has threatened the release of a recording allegedly implicates current FNM leader, and that is fake news. We started to talk about it. I think it's a nasty concept, a nasty idea. And even if the lowliest of persons within your camp decides to be able to do that, these people should be ejected significantly, because we have to be above board. The next dispensation of leadership needs to be transparent. I might as well tell you, it don't matter who you is, if you're running, if you're FNM or you're PLP or you're independent, bring everything back to the sunshine. Transparency and accountability, or else you will be rejected wholeheartedly. Let's talk about that. The country needs no more skullduggery and things happening behind the shadows and in the corners. We need transparency and accountability. And we're counting on the Free National Movement in this case, as you're moving towards your general, you're moving towards your convention. We're counting on you to be able to create a standard and lift that standard that exists in this country, to know what our expectations can be as we move towards a general election. Quick commercial break. Get to news. Be right back with Ellsworth Johnson after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon, live and really being able to dive into these conversations. Guys, I share in the general sentiment that it's almost over, right? For us, at least, maybe for these candidates who are going to find themselves in the position of victory. They're just, the work is just beginning for them. You got to be able to rebuild the party. You got to be able to identify some of the kinks. You got to be able to work those things out and get yourself prepared as an oiled up machine to be able to move towards the next general election. So for those persons who find themselves in the victory column come Saturday, the work just begin. For all of us who's out here listening to you, listening to the indifference, we're happy to see Monday, June 3rd, right? We're going to talk about this. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with me is none other than a very good friend and someone who I've been talking to and being able to identify his conviction and being able to speak about, even before we know him to put his name in the hat. We call this name right here on the foundation. Grateful to be able to see him here. He sat with us and says, Howard, we're going to put our name forward as chairman. We've already put the information in as chairman of the Free National Movement. Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with none other than Ellsworth Johnson. My brother, good afternoon. How are things with you?
Very good. Thank you very much. And it's a delight and pleasure to be here today.
I'm always grateful to be able to sit with you. You're always, poised in your structure. You're always thoughtful before you be able to deliver those things. I like that. I like those particular things. And in the event that you find yourself victorious, I'm hoping that that frequency and pitch doesn't change.
Absolutely not.
Well, let the persons know who you are and the position that you're vying for.
Yeah. My name is Ellsworth Johnson. I crave your indulgence just to say this. Come June 1st, when the results are read, every member of the Free National Movement will be a winner. Now, you may not get the necessary majority votes. So the work for the one whom we choose to be leader, chairman, deputy chairman, whatever have you, everybody has committed to working assiduously in accordance with our constitution and the constitution of the Bahamas to right-size this ship Ellsworth Johnson, who am I? I'm a descendant of Dowds, Cat Island, the son of Oscar Johnson and Sadie Dorset, born through Exuma Street. I'm an attorney by profession. My education started on Cat Island, and that's where you learned to work. You went into the field, you beat the bark, you beat rock, and they taught you industry. After going to school in Cat Island, I came to New Providence, where I spent a year at SE, 1 year at AF, and I say this part of my life story because there are other people who learn differently. And so I had my challenges, and I went to the Center for Learning, where I did night school. I worked as a stevedore. I became a joiner. I became a police officer, but I studied. I was advised by my father that you had to work and study. You're a man. He thought that once you reach the age of 14, you're a man. You have to get out and you have to turn too. And so I worked very hard, and I'm grateful to the members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force who sacrificed for me. And I became an attorney. I have a master's degree. I am married to Kathy Ann Cassandra Johnson, and God has blessed me with three angels, three daughters. I am a member of the Anglican Church, where I sing in the choir, and I'm an usher.
That's what they say every time you tell this story, something that's new. I never knew you sing.
Of course I do.
I didn't know you sing in the choir.
When you grew up on Cat Island, you had to sing. You had to go to concerts. Yeah, man. And you had to know. You know how to. You had to know how to carry different parts of the song. So yes, I do sing. I'm not the best, but I try my best. And so that's who I am. I am grateful to God for this opportunity. I was taught very early about my history, from whence we came. The struggles, not just of people of color, but especially those here in this diaspora, and my obligation to serve my country. I've done so as a police officer, and I've done so as a member of parliament for Yamacraw. I served as a minister in the minister administration, and I continue to serve. I was elected after we were unsuccessful in the 2021 election by the present leader to be an executive council member, where I had personally advised, I'm an advisor to the leader of the party. I conduct legal, give them legal advice, attend and speak at constituency associations. I've been involved in the party almost all my life. My grandmother...
I want to ask you that. Yes. I want to ask you that, because I know that our time is limited. So I want to dive right into it.
Sure.
Now, one of the things that you stated in your sort of a preamble about who Ellsworth Johnson is and some of the steps that you've made that brought you to this particular position is that you had to work. Your father believed in work from 14. You had to toil. You were a stevedore. You were a journer. You were all these particular things. But one of the things that stood out was struggle. Has that struggle, an understanding struggle, has that attracted you to the Free National Movement?
More than just struggle, because someone could end up in a quicksand and be struggling by a foolish decision. What attracted me to the Free National Movement is the principles at the heart of the Free National Movement and what motivated Cecil and others to create a party. And I start off, and I've said to my leader, Mr. Ingram and Dr. Minnis, that my support is not blind loyalty. And you see that in the struggle of Cecil. Sir Lyndon and others wanted blind loyalty. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And so Cecil, and I thought about it this morning, our master said he gave credence to God. And he said, you know, he worked the work of his father.
Mm-hmm.
We are to work the work of our father.
Mm-hmm.
In our context as human beings, we are guided not only by God, but by our constitution, the constitution of the Bahamas and the constitution of the party. No man is bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
You either change it, you make adjustments, and you live by it. And so when I say there's not blind, so you saw how successor laws came out where persons wanted blind loyalty. And successor laws created...
But that's what they wanted, this dispensation.
That's right.
This dispensation of leadership post-73, right? More specifically, post-1982, was an environment that's created in this country to be able to identify yes men.
Yes, of course.
That's what they've done, right? Whether it's been pronounced, it hasn't necessarily been etched to law, but it is an unspoken rule, an unspoken desire that you continue to be able to kiss the ring, to find yourself ascending within political organizations and eventually ascending within governments. But you continue to take on this position that you're not committed to blind loyalty, that you're not being able to serve in this particular capacity. How has that worked for you up to this point?
I think it's bode well. It has earned me the respect of my colleagues. It's earned me the respect of my leaders, and they know that they can count on me to give sage advice. If I don't know it, I just don't know it. Advice in the context where I speak to you privately, if you don't want to use it, that's your business. At the end of the day, you make the decision. But they know that they can count on me for that. Now, it may not get you as far as you may want to go, but that is the life that I've chosen to live. And it has brought us great reward. And so, yes, and so my loyalty is to my country, to see that we create, and this is what the intention is. I spoke at Marathon's meeting last night. As best we can, we are to create centers of excellence in terms of governance and or the party and or constituency association, centers of excellence that look at the ordinary circumstances that people need to subsist and to self-determine how they live, how they eat, how security, health care, how they could actualize things for their children.
Is the Free National Movement postured in the position at this particular time? Have they presented that sort of a framework, the silhouette as an organization that is a center of excellence? Have they presented the elements necessary to say that this is the direction that we're going in, and we will eventually meet that once we identify these men and women that stand in their conviction? Talk to me about
From the beginning, they have. They're not perfect. The Free National Movement or no party is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But they've done things to show that they're striving, honestly striving for that excellence. When it was that you had the Commission of Inquiry,
mm-hmm,
that really looked into the social and economic crisis that existed at that time. Phenomenal. When there was the decision by the Ingram administration to free the airwaves, phenomenal, because it gave actualization to the freedoms and those fundamental freedoms that we have in our Constitution to protect people. When we passed labor laws, there was a struggle in the labor movement for years. It was labor that really brought us to the point where they brought us to this region,
mm-hmm,
to enslave us for sugar or whatever have you.
Mm-hmm.
It was labor, mm-hmm, that caused persons to rise up and to make their determination that they wanted to be free. When there was majority rule, labor played an incredible part of it, because it is through labor that you earn your living and you're able to give actualization to your dreams and aspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And so to come and have legislation put in place that would enhance labor, that was phenomenal. And then infrastructure. You saw Sir Cecil, even when he was with the other party, First Minister of Education, and how forward-thinking he was, the scholarships that was given.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is time, I think, for the Free National Movement to do a strategic national reevaluation of our needs, needs content in terms of whether or not we need, because we train lawyers, we train doctors, whether or not we need scientists, tech persons.
But isn't the NDP 40 actually speak to those things? The National Development Plan speak to some of the elements that are need, both tangible and intangible, for the development of the country moving forward?
If you're serious about a National Development Plan, if you're serious about developing anything, you involve all and sundry and you give them control of it. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being personal here. When I was Minister of Immigration, I said to the then Prime Minister, we want a secret shopper program. I don't want to control it. I want to give control of that program to a private entity. So we called in someone and we put persons on that board, and in light years, we moved, we digitized, and we did that. So if we really want a national, you don't need a plan if you really want to serve this country. And that's why you have this whole concept of succession. At some point, and that's why I say no, not blind loyalty, you are loyal to, in terms of your national plan, in developing a national structure that all could benefit from. And while understanding that in this national plan, there's a journey that you take with it, yes? And that the national plan is not designed to make a Brave Davis or a Prairie Christie or Mr. Ingram, to give them the impetus to go on.
But that's why there has been a significant rejection of any national plans, because it doesn't perpetuate or expand the legacy of any leadership that sits at the helm of any political organization. When it starts to talk about this kind of a servant leader posture and this selfless leader that continues to be able to pour to the country, men have grown and developed their minds in one way or another, whether it sits heavy in their subconscious or whether they articulate it. This is about them. And this is why they want blind loyalty. Because if you could deflect, if they could cause you to be able to avert your eyes from the constitution of the organization, the constitution of the Bahamas, and look at the tradition or the rhythm that exists within the organization, then you are building my legacy. And they perpetuate in your mind, they say, hey, listen, you serve at the pleasure of the prime minister. Do you believe this language that you speak, this language that speaks of accountability, this language that speaks of transparency, that being above board and being able to create a specific bar, do you believe that you would do well in being able to serve the tradition of the organization, or do you believe that you can lend some influence to shifting this back to a true north?
I think the tradition of the organization is what I spoke of. There have been deviations from that tradition. And insofar as there's been deviation from, and I want to speak historically, what, let's say the 60s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, when we couldn't purchase land, women couldn't vote, yes? You couldn't have stores in certain areas. There was that dream and aspiration that one day they will honor my dignity, the dignity of the human person, and I can do these things as any person in this country. And so those ideas were developed. Now the question is, how do we move on? How do we stick to that tradition, yes? And so it's an ongoing process. The party, in terms of being Her Majesty's loyal opposition, it is a part of government. It is called on to oppose. It is called on to be prepared. And how is it prepared? It's prepared by all of your constituency associations being ready in terms of you creating in them that this understanding that you are part of this policy-making organization. What is the policy that we are designing? Healthcare, education, national safety, national health insurance, all of these things that would better the life of the average common person. So you're having these discussions, meaningful discussions. And then most importantly, as we speak about labor, how does the ordinary average Bahamian participate in the economic environment of this country? As this country grows and grows and grows, you're becoming more and more of a laborer, just a laborer, on this plantation. And so how do we look at what our forefathers intended? How do we look at the pain and suffering that was ours? And how do we look at it and see how we've fallen off? And this is what has happened. As we preach it over the years, and this is why you have 5 years, five in, people are not stupid. People are not stupid. They fully appreciate if you're genuine to the cause. Yes? They look at your actions. They read your spirit and they make that determination.
You think people see that in you?
If they see what I have just espoused.
This transparency. They're not stupid. They can see whether or not you're committed to this.
This is what I've received. You're the best man for the job. We know that you are. We know that you're the best person.
But it doesn't always translate to victory.
No, it doesn't, because you have the establishment. Mm-hmm. There are those who may say, he may be the best man, but this is who I want.
Again,
but,
with this man.
I'm going with this man. But what I'm finding is that there is this, they said the Arab Springs, there's this Bahamian Springs, where the persons with the common touch are saying that no, this is who we want. And I've been receiving excellent response from.
Does that spring equate to 51%?
It does in certain circumstances. And even if it doesn't, I'm sending a message.
Tell me, why Ellsworth Johnson for chairman of the Free National Movement? I've watched you and both Dwayne Sands avert each other, avoid each other in terms of your articulation and focus on your record and focus on the fact that you can be excellent in this particular capacity if afforded the opportunity. Why a Ellsworth Johnson as chairman of the Free National Movement? Why you and why now?
Let me say this. I think Dr. Sands and I, when we ran the last time, we had a discussion. I know that there's a general respect and admiration.
It's a gentleman's agreement.
No, it's not an agreement. Listen, what happens in the party now, with some things that I see that is happening, should not happen.
I agree with you.
We could fight, we could brawl in the background, we can cuss each other out, but there's certain things that is a family affair. I'll tell you why Ellsworth for chairman. I'll go back in time. I went to Kenya and I was walking in the marketplace and an old man shouted, "Netwa Tumwela." And why is this man saying, "Netwa Tumwela"?
He said it like this with the dramatic effect?
With the dramatic effect. And when I looked at him, he says, the person who's guiding me says, he wants to speak to you. He's one of the senior men. And he says, he who greets with fire. And I said, who's he who greets with fire? I'm trying to find out. He says he's blessing you. He says, Netwa Domela was a legendary lion, the hyena killer, they call him. Why Ellsworth Johnson is because when Fred Mitchell and the PLPC, Ellsworth Johnson, they don't see breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They don't take me for granted. Why Ellsworth Johnson? Because the constituency associations in the party has to be brought together in a unifying way, understanding what is the philosophy and ideology of the party, to create an environment where we put ourselves together for governance, to represent the fundamental dignity and protect the fundamental dignity of the person. What is that dignity that you're fighting as we have fought for in the past, like our freedom fighters, for better education, better health care, better protection for families and children? We passed the Child Protection Act. It was Dame Janet Boswick who led the way for children's legislation to be passed. Labor laws. Rekindle that fire where we are objectively, not always, you know, I used to be a boxer. And there's nothing like being a boxer and a man beating you to the punch. It's very devastating and you can get knocked out. But all being first to the punch, right? And not having ourselves taken for granted, to caused every, why Ellsworth Johnson, to have the human touch. And I was reading, I got that from Kipling's If, that if you can speak to a crowd and not lose your virtue, if you could walk with kings and still have the common touch, a beautiful poem, the common touch to understand what is the average, ordinary disappointment, dissatisfaction, and hurt of the human people, and have and possess the anger, the good anger, to want to respond to it, that when they go into the food stores, that we have to create an environment where things, you're not just speaking it, but you don't speak as if you're in a ivory tower, but to understand that eggs are very expensive, you know, that they can't buy children clothing.
So this condescension that a lot of persons have identified, that's not Ellsworth.
Pardon me?
This condescension that a lot of persons have identified in leadership across the board, this kind of speaking down to people, not necessarily understanding their plight and not being empathetic to their position.
Being a servant.
That's not who you are.
If you're being a servant, you're with the people. You understand their struggles. You know, when you speak about leaders, and at one point they said it about Sir Lyndon, that he was able to come when he sat with
and
you.
And eat corn out your fire.
He didn't make you feel uncomfortable.
Drink water out your can.
Yes, and do certain things. But more than just that, because that could be theatrics. Yes, and people understand when it crosses over into theatrics. But did you honestly appreciate where they are? Because if they are there, it means that you're there, right? And so servant leadership. And so Ellsworth has put itself forward. Yes, there have been those who said, hey, I think you should stand down. But my family, I have the support of my family. I have the support of my wife. I have the support of my friends.
And you have the support of that man in the marketplace in Kenya that told you, Nitwa Dumwela. I got to be able to take this quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sitting here with none other than the big lion, the hyena, Kindle, being able to have good conversation. I'm going to allow you guys to call in when we get here, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Got to get to this commercial break. It'll be right back after this.
Foundational.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle. Every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hello, FNMs. This is Ellsworth Johnson. Right now, our party stands at a critical crossroads. It's time to revisit our roots as an organization and continue to follow the path of accountability, political integrity, conviction, and courage. We must reject the skewed narratives about our future told by outsiders. As your chairman, I will ensure that our choices reflect the true spirit of the FNM, bold, principled, and forward-looking. Together, we'll strengthen our party and prepare to lead the Bahamas with the governance it rightly deserves. Stand with me. Vote Ellsworth Johnson on June 1st as we reignite the fires of the freedom fighters and governments in the sunshine. I thank you.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. The lines are wide open. I want you to give me a call. We're here for the next 30 minutes or so with none other than Ellsworth Johnson. Ellsworth is getting prepared to go to Grand Bahama. Yeah. Let Grand Bahamian people know right now that you're coming to them, and we're going to be able to do those things in terms of preparation. Let me know when you're traveling, what you're going to be doing in Grand Bahama, so forth and so on.
To the FNM Grand Bahama delegates, FNM all, you're cordially invited to a meet and greet with yours truly, Ellsworth Johnson, to be held this evening, May the 27th, at 7 p.m. at the FNM headquarters on Atlantic Drive. Look forward to seeing you there. God bless.
Okay. Tonight at 6 p.m.?
7
p.m. Tonight at 7 p.m. If you're out there, Tasha, I know you're listening. If you're out there, let those persons know to be able to go down to the F&M headquarters at Atlantic Drive. Ellsworth Johnson's going to be there tonight and being able to put his vision and everything on the table right now. I got a text that's coming through. Let's get to it. Good afternoon, sir. Please ask Mr. Johnson if he wins chairman and Mr. Pintard wins leader, will he give full support and work with Mr. Pintard? I hope Mr. Johnson wins his position. It's a text that's coming through. Now, people want to know whether or not you support Pintard. And obviously, they have not been paying attention when that question was asked to you for the leadership race. Who would you lend your support to? Talk to me about it.
Listen, Michael Pintard's mother's from Dowd's, Cat Island. Michael Pintard spent time and is owned by Dowd's, Cat Island. I was with Mr. Pintard when he ran as a legal advisor and on the ground in Cat Island. I was with Mr. Pintard when the erroneous, libelous, nasty, lowdown information was released that he was a part of this murder for hire. I was one of the lawyers who represented Mr. Pintard. Yes? When I was given the nomination, I counseled with Mr. Pintard, Michael Pintard. We call him Mike, respectfully. When I was successful, we stuck together as family. Before he became leader, I supported him during his leadership, and I'm the type of guy who tells people where I stand. I don't have time for it. And the reason why I take the stance is because I knew that my father gave me the lesson of after the night of the long knives. What happened? People just abandoned you. During his leadership, he's free to text me at any time and advise me to give people legal representation. I do that. It was because of Mr. Michael Pintard that I represent more than 200 persons who are unlawfully dispossessed of their contracts. It's because of Mr. Pintard that I took on IRCA, and we were successful. I can't explain the terms. I've appeared on more radio stations and affirm my support for his leadership. I had to tell some people the other day. I do support him.
I support Michael Pintard.
But what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to be this guy's going, chief, chief, chief. Chief, chief, chief.
Well, you really didn't clear that up.
I don't butt kiss.
I ain't gonna be no yes man.
Yes, I'm not that type of guy.
Okay.
And so if I give you my word, I have given you my word.
But what about those people who said that, Ellsworth, we've seen you come up through the ranks significantly from a political standpoint, even in your position at the Bar Association, leaving that to join the campaign, eventually becoming Member of Parliament and Cabinet Minister under the Minnis administration?
Yes.
People question your loyalty. People question your position. People question, why would you take that particular course, knowing that Minnis had given you this particular opportunity? Talk to me about it.
I've expressed my love, admiration, and respect for Dr. Minnis. My leader, Mr. Michael Pintard, know that I speak to him. I'm not going to hide to do that. I told Dr. Minnis when I was going to run that I know Mr. Ingram. It doesn't change my love, admiration, and respect for him. I think we have to take it to a higher level. God, and I want to remember Don Sanders, but also to express sympathies to the family of the late Mr. Cedric Parker, KC. He wrote an article after Sir Lyndon demitted office, and he says, you must be careful of your criticism, that in your criticism of Sir Lyndon, you don't damage the structure of the office of the prime minister. As the former prime minister, he deserves some degree of respect and courtesy, Mr. Ingram and Mr. Christie. You know, I saw Mr. Christie one time when I was minister, and I referred to him. I said, yes, Mr. Prime Minister, how are you? He says, I would like to have an opportunity, a meeting with you, Minister. How do I get this appointment? I said, opportunity? I said, is it urgent, sir? He says, no, it's not urgent. So I said to him, you and I are no company. I'm man, but you're big man. And senior man. But when it becomes urgent, I will come and see you, Mr. Prime Minister. But if it is something that you require of me, you see the police officer who's working with you, he and I are company. You send a message. That is sufficient. You know, when we meet other people who are not Bahamians, we give them all sorts of respect. And so I'm not prepared. Dr. Minnis has been the former prime minister. I'm going to give him this respect, and I'm going to encourage persons the respect and courtesy that they reserve. Now, if I have to say something to him, I have to say that. And I could say to him, listen, I love you, but this is where I am.
And this is where you are. That, I support Michael Pinchot at this time.
Yes.
Now, what about the conveying of those sentiments to Free National Movement members at large? The one thing that I actually wrote down, jotted down through the course of this conversation is maturity.
Mm.
We haven't seen that level of maturity. People believe that a lack of support or, you know, a contrary position to being able to support you means that I shouldn't talk to you. I should turn my back to you. I was disappointed to see a few things. I said nothing about it. On Saturday night, you know, you and I were out to the Free National Movements in R. Bailey Park. As Dr. Minnis showed up, there seemed to be a level of immaturity that, meaning that if I spoke with him, then you get the assumption or the presumption that I support him and you didn't want to be viewed in this particular light. Speak to FNMs about this level of respect that you have for the leaders. Not necessarily the individual, but the seat.
Let me say this. There, in feudal times, if you wanted something, you take it. You took the man's wife. You burn his house, you do it. Over time, we developed where we created these structures where you vote. Now, you don't have to tell people how you vote. You can just vote and you make your decision. The attitude where you have to curse somebody or rouse somebody or ostracize them or demean them is not FNM. And I say that from a historical standpoint. When the dissident ate... left that other party. They did everything in their power to destroy them and their children. They suffered from psychological trauma and also their children, and some of their children never want to see politics again. And that is why we created this structure that we can agree to disagree. Now, it's not heaven on earth. We will have our little wrangles. We do. We honestly do.
Mm-hmm.
But to go to the point where I'm not going to talk to you, I'm going to issue nasty words to you or threaten you,
You believe you could bring this level of decorum back to the Free National Movement in the event that it's escaped?
Even if I don't, I will live the example. Remember, St. Francis Assisi said, I told you this the other night, at all times preach the gospel, but at its minimal level, only as a last resort, you use words. You have to live that. And, you know, I got up one day and explained to some members why I don't give blind loyalty. And you know how much calls I got to say elsewhere, I'm so grateful that you said that. Some people in the Free National Movement will never support Michael Pinta. They will always be a Cecilite. Some people in the Free National Movement will never support Michael C. Pinta the respect that they give Mr. Ingram. I know that. But they support the Free National Movement. Some people in the Free National Movement don't support none. They just love the party and the idea of the party. You must embrace all. The Free National Movement, as we unify to take government, must understand that there are persons who no longer want to vote the PLP, and they will not become FNMs, but they want to associate with you to join forces to get rid of the scourge.
Do you believe that the Free National Movement has that attractability at this point? Do you believe that you're moving towards unification and strengthening yourself?
They're coming in by droves. And the illustrations have it coming in by boat, they come in by plane. You see from persons from other parties who are coming, who are lending their support.
Yeah.
But we must be extraordinarily careful that people will always have tags. I'm going to Freeport. There's Cecilites who will tell you, I'm a Cecilite, and I don't care.
But you don't need their vote forever. Just lend it to me this time. To make a determination.
You must respect the right of choice. That is FNM.
Yeah.
So Cecil was almost stabbed to death because somebody did not respect his right to choose.
Yeah.
That is what our constitution is all about.
Yeah.
And that is why I bring it back to not being blind loyalty. Because blind loyalty causes that thing. There are certain philosophies, ideologies, and beliefs that we have that you go to an election. And at the end of that election, when somebody is elected, the other party leaves and the other one comes. We have more than 200 years of civil transition in government. Our leaders, Mr. Ingram and others, are selected to go abroad to oversee elections. Because on the world stage, they see us as being having a degree of civility
yeah.
and maturity to yeah. do these things properly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And they are the gatekeepers of civility. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. If you want to have a quick conversation, please do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, give me a call. 242-300-5720. Quick telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Can you hear? Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Is that a caller? Caller? Hello? No, I don't get your call. Guys, the lines are wide open. Please be a part of that. Have a great conversation with us. We're here sitting with none other than our prospect leader, Nitwa Dumwale.
Dumwela.
Nitwa Dumwela. Wela. I put an E, right? Let me fight this, right? Dumwela, right? It's an amazing thing that to have this kind of a conversation with you. Now, people just want to be able to know because they've already identified you. They say, this is the menace man. This is the menace man. And for you to be able to come out and take this position and say that, hey, listen, I support Michael Pintard. I don't do so with blind loyalty. I'm not going to be a yes man to his particular position. Know that I'm going to be able to keep integrity. Do you believe that that can bode well for your campaign or pull back to the potential of persons who wanted to be able to support you or support, which essentially was a supporting, in their minds, minutes? Talk to me about
I think the persons who align you, I think a part of it is strategy. I know it. My team and I know it is strategy. To say that, I do not, and I'm man enough to say I do not. I will not disown Dr. Menace. He's been good to me. If you could give the devil his day, well, you have to be able to give Dr. Menace his day. But I'm still man enough to say that I support Michael Pintard, and that is FNM. I'm giving it my best shot. I'm aligning myself with the ideals, goals, and aspiration of the Free National Movement. I've done my historical work. I've lived it. As a boy, when my father was a part of the action group, he did all the printing. I was the boy that collated everything. I may not have been able to read what it said, but he told me what was happening. And so you saw these great men of valor. And so I've done that, and I'm doing my best. I think that the party needs, I've said this to others, we need a strike force much more vigorous than the action group to readily deal with issues in the party. We need to have our constituency associations properly networked where the chairman in...
You come like you're ready for action.
Pardon me?
You're ready for action.
I'm a Bahamian. We've been given this gift by our forefathers and our God. You can't complain if someone come in and take it, if you don't live up. What Sir Lyndon said, if you're not prepared to fight for this, and this is what we must engender in all of our people, whether small or senior, that this is ours and we must protect us. This land is my land, your land, from Grand Bahama to Inagua. And I'm prepared to live it. People sacrifice for me. I told you, I remember my father wrote a letter to the then Minister of National Security thanking them because he knew my struggles for allowing me to go and to have those officers sacrifice. He said, thanks for mentoring him and doing all these different things. Then he said to me, you will always have be indebted to the police force for what they did. But most importantly, to the Bahamian people. I didn't have the money to help and your mother didn't have it, but they paid for you. Mm-hmm. And so when I speak as a Bahamian, I speak boldly and proudly, and I make no excuse for it. And so I'm ready to serve. I'm ready. Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to take this next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Caller on the line. My producer got to be able to get this particular thing taken care of. I'm ensure that we're in here, that we could do these things. I'm grateful to this. I think a lot of persons are grateful for this. I'm seeing a lot of texts coming through. They're happy to see that you've taken on this kind of a strong position. Let me see if I can read one or two of these texts. It says, I don't see why anybody should have any loyalty to the minister because they served in his cabinet. For anyone to think or to say that they clearly don't understand Westminster system. Westminster systems gives every sitting MP the right to vote a vote of no confidence in the leader. Is that what's happening here? Is this sort of an idea that there is sort of a mass exodus away from not only Minnis in his particular capacity, but his leadership that didn't necessarily, in what people would say, cast a vision for the organization?
I think the history would speak, history will deal with Dr. Minnis, but there's transition, there's succession. Nobody goes on forever, yes? And so, insofar as he's served, you know, there's a very good book. I've told you about this book by Jeremy Paxham. You normally come in on riding on a horse. And I see Mike, I see the leader now. And I say to myself, this is your Easter Sunday, eh?
You, with palms.
With palms. You will live.
You got to lift the cross.
If God bless
you. You got to go to Calvary,
you will see Good Friday. Yes.
So you can get crucified one day.
Don't fool yourself. And so everybody, and you must understand, all of us must come to understand what stage of life or where we are in terms of the stage that we're on and when it's time to exit. And so I'm not going to say anything harsh about Dr. Minnis. I'm not going to say anything harsh about Mr. Ingram. You know, he's been in some of the most difficult times that this country has ever experienced. Now, we must galvanize ourselves. The PLP likes that we're here having these type of discussions and being distracted. Mm-hmm. While they're now, we came to the show, we didn't speak about the proposed, where we are financially and fiscally, and a budget that is to be laid, where we know these guys have stolen and abused the financial structure of this country.
In the event you're not victorious, will you come back and have these kind of conversations with us? Will you contribute in an advisory capacity to the victory that may be Dr. Dwayne Sands in the event that you're not? Are you still strong FNM?
I've spoken to that. All of us have agreed. You're still FNM. You come, you vie. If you're not successful, all of us are successful. We must move on. You must take that stage. I've had a recent conversation with my leader. I say, at the end of it, if I'm allowed to, I'm up on the stage. We're going together.
Let's do it. Let me see if I can take this telephone call. I've been trying to get these calls. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton? You got through. Hey.
All right, good afternoon. Good afternoon. How you doing? I should say the buying chairman. How are you doing, Mr. Elsley Johnson?
I'm doing very well, sir. And yourself?
I'm doing okay, thank you. I'm doing okay, through the grace of God.
Excellent.
Let me start by saying that I do appreciate you as a person, as a human being and as a behemoth, because in our interaction, it's always been a mutual respect and an acknowledging of ourselves amongst each other. And so I respect that highly. I could say the very same for your fallen comrade and my political colleague, Mr. Don Sanders. It was never a passing time, we are positive, where it was an exchange, whenever the interaction or the opportunity presented itself. And so I respect people like that. Unfortunately, though, elsewhere, in just addressing some of what you spoke to, that level of respect, that level of camaraderie, that level of community does not exist amongst the lower level in the political realm. As Howard was starting to say, Dr. Minnis, former leader, former prime minister, all the things that he would have done to take the FNM back to victory was given sort of a cold shoulder. It's almost like the environment is where persons are afraid to even be seen talking to them. And I understood what Howard was saying because I've seen similar on my side of the fence. I don't support that kind of behavior. I don't support that kind of
interaction.
I don't support.
Know.
Pardon me?
No, I'm just letting him know. Well, his side of the fence is the PLP side. Go ahead.
Elsewhere, no, I said, man. Okay. I don't support that level of politics, and it has to change. But in order for it to change, I think the leadership has to be a lot more, a very aggressively vocal, and also, like you said, elsewhere, to lead by example, so that you can, at least at minimum, show yourself to be the standard that you were seeking to raise. Coming down to the last part of your conversation, which I could also fully appreciate as well, where persons, families are being impacted by terrible decisions that that political parties make. I could speak to that personally as well, although I won't delve into that. What I would focus on rather elsewhere is this last part right here, and then I'll I believe that at the end of the day, the FNM is stronger together. It bodes well for the national interest. It bodes well for governance. It bodes well for the opposition politics, and it bodes well for the people, most importantly. And ultimately, I believe that if what is being said is true, then how do you settle or square an election that would be taking place on the 1st of June when so many things, such as what a caller to Howard Show today stated, where ACMs are being made financial and able to vote against your constitution, et cetera, et cetera, where other persons are being elected when elections are supposed to be closed. How do you square that against a national general convention where, at the end of the day, it could always be seen or suspected or believed that the victor came out if it is pent out because these things took place? How do you square that, and what do you think would be the end result at the end of the day?
Thank you, Anton. I appreciate it.
The two things. You're right. Our constitution says that we are to respect people regardless of their political opinion, and all parties would do well to respect that. You raise the issue of internal matters for the Free National Movement. That is our business, and I'm not prepared to discuss that on a national radio station. We will
appreciate
take care of our business.
Let me read these couple of texts before we get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. It says, Howard, this is the man for the FNM. The FNM need this man as they move into the next general election to get battle ready. Howard, Mr. Pintard need an action man in Ellsworth. You will see a different FNM with Mr. Pintard at the helm. It says, how the hell did Anton get in 3 times and 4 times in the show? I don't know. Right. So it says, Mr. Grant, hope all is well. I've been patiently waiting for the day to learn the gentleman would do in the studio. It says, I would preamble my statements by starting that I am not a fan of Dr. Sands and what he has done for the Free National Movement. Also, though, I have voted for the FNM in every election since 2007. I'm not an official member of the party. As a person who frequents the gym and Seagrave Shopping Plaza, I have constant displeasure of seeing the halfway detached and dangling trap sign over Mr. Johnson's constituency office, which is immediately adjacent to the gym. This sign has been hanging in the state of disrepair for 1 year now. All right, obviously, she wants you to be able to go deal with that, right? Let me see if I can do this, right? Says is the incoming chairman aware that the Minnesota fraction has persons claiming that they will not be in the FNM if when Mr. Minnesota loses and the party leadership wins? Well, we're going to have more conversations with you on Saturday. He's going to be joining me, ladies and gentlemen. Tune into the foundation242.com, the foundation242 on Facebook. Ellsworth, my brother, all the absolute best to you. Tell Grand Bahamians you're going to be coming out tonight. I'm down to the FNM headquarters. Make sure you go out there and listen to what Ellsworth Johnson has to say.
Grand Bahamians, FNM all delegates, you are cordially invited to a meet and greet with yours truly, Ellsworth Johnson, to be held this evening at 7 p.m., May 28th, at the FNM headquarters on Atlantic Drive. Looking forward to seeing you. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. Tomorrow, we're going to be able to have Dr. Dwayne Sands in the studio with us as we chop this thing down and continue to be able to identify who is going to be the man come June 1st. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Have a beautiful day. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.